We really feel that the government is effectively pretending that this pandemic hasn't happened during the middle of our GCSE and A-level periods. Schools in the southeast now have been shut for 5+ months and longer in a lot of cases. You think about schools in January now. A lot of those schools are actually, like my own, are shut today even. We're on to online learning. I mean, I think it's really unreasonable to expect us to just sit these exams pretending everything's normal when we've missed 5 or more months of learning. There are so many reasons why this is completely unfair. I mean, the people who are going to be most disadvantaged by this are students who have fallen behind. The students that are going to be most affected by this are those who are the most disadvantaged, and because they've fallen behind by no fault of their own. A lot of students haven't been able to access online learning. They haven't had a Wi-Fi connection, or they don't have a device, or they don't have a safe, quiet space to study even. And the government pretending as if that's a fair way to assess our students is ridiculous. There are some schools, some private boarding schools, who have had students in lessons, face-to-face teaching, throughout nearly this entire pandemic. And to have a student like that against someone who hasn't had access to any teaching for months on end is a joke. And really, the results are going to tell us far more about the unequal impact of COVID-19 than about our individual academic ability. So I think it's silly for the government to pretend that these exams are going to be fair, they're going to be academically sound, or they're going to tell us how well students are performing, because that just isn't the case. I think with last year's exams, they tried to use the algorithm, which was extremely unpopular, and I think teacher predicted grades were eventually what students were given. I think it's important that people get fair results. I mean, that's absolutely at the centre of this issue, and the government now has months and months and months to decide a fair system for how students are assessed. There are so many options: centre assessed grades, teacher assessed grades, coursework, mock exams having a heavy weighting. But the government has months to kind of sort these issues out and decide what's going to be a fairer way to assess students. But it's clear that exams going ahead as normal is not going to be the right way to do that.